Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to your Hump Day, Wednesday edition of the BTN News Show. I am Kyle Swagger. It is September 9th, the Apple Event Day, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. And just so you know, since there'll be so much Apple news in tomorrow's edition, we're going to keep today's show an Apple-free zone. Sound good? All right. First item on the agenda today is the death of the Fire Phone from Amazon. Let's all bow our heads now. Yes, Amazon is officially just, they're giving up. Whatever stock remained of the Fire Phone, well, apparently it's all been sold out and it ain't coming back. Actually, it was spotted by the people over at GeekWire that Amazon stock of the 32GB and the 64GB versions of the Fire Phone, they gone. Of course, with Amazon laying off its engineers from the division that made the phone, yeah, it probably ain't gonna be come back, is it? But if you are sitting at home right now thinking, damn it, I really wanted that Fire Phone, well, eBay is your friend now. Moving on over to Google Land now, which is going to sound a lot like Amazon Land, to be honest. You know, Amazon's trying that, hey, we'll deliver your groceries to you and all that. Well, Google thinks they can do it too. Bloomberg is reporting that Google will start testing a grocery delivery service sometime this year, and it's going to start in San Francisco, man. Now, how Google's going to undertake this task, they will team up with Costco, Whole Foods, and a few other grocery stores too. Quoting Bloomberg, Google is investing in delivery services for homes and businesses as it seeks to lure more traffic to its websites. So if you're out of milk at 3 o'clock in the morning and you're in San Francisco later this year, Google's gonna be your friend. Though I have to say, personally, I would take this with a bit of caution. Who knows, maybe with the products that Google deliver to you, maybe there'll be a little hidden GPS in them so they can keep even more track of you. All right, we're going to shift a little bit to some political tech news now. And I know you're thinking, hella? Yeah, we usually don't get political on this show, but in this case, we have to. You know John McAfee. Yeah, you know that software that's on your PC right now that you might be using and it's just driving you nuts because it slows everything down? Yeah, that's the guy that invented it. Well, guess what he's going to do? Well, he's thinking about running for president in 2016. According to The Hill, they've reported that McAfee has filed his paperwork to run for president with the Federal Election Commission yesterday. In fact, after just filing his paperwork, he launched what appears to be a new campaign website and said on Twitter that he'll make an official announcement tomorrow, which would be today. Now, it hasn't been said yet if he's going to be running as Democrat or Republican. I guess we'll find all about that juicy information a little bit later today. But really, to our American listeners out there, John McAfee is president. What kind of campaign foundation can he run on? Do you want America with a bunch of bloatware? If your computing time wasn't slow enough, don't you want to slow it down even more? I am John McAfee, and I want to be your president. And finally, yeah, a little short one today, guys. We got all those Apple rumors out of the way. There wasn't much left to talk about. You know those self-driving cars, yeah, that may change the way we think about traveling in the future? Security researcher Jonathan Piette has determined that you can actually fool the LIDAR, yeah, that's that little laser on the car, by sending echoes of fake cars and other objects through the laser pulses. All you really need is a low-power laser, a basic computing device, it could be like a Raspberry Pi or even your cell phone, and of course, the right timing. The researcher actually managed to spoof objects from as far as 330 feet away. Yeah, that's comforting. Now, Jonathan said that this is no guarantee that this will be a major issue when self-driving cars become the thing. This is really only a proof of concept right now. Proof of concept or not, it sounds like it pretty much works to me. Probably gonna have to set up those same laws that we have when, you know, shining lasers at pilots and airplanes. Yeah, we'll have the same thing going for cars now. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. British Tech Network website, check it out, britishtechnetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. Now, as I was saying, yes, today is Apple Day. That means BTN is going to have you covered. We're covering the keynote live today. All the fun and festivities will be getting underway around 7 p.m. UK time tonight. So you're definitely going to want to tune into that. BritishTechNetwork.com/live is the place to be to find out all things that will be Apple later today. As for the news show, well, we're going to do our best to be back tomorrow to get you caught up on all pretty much what's going to be Apple news. I'm sure it'll be a late edition tomorrow, so please be with me, guys and gals. Until then, though, have a great Hump Day Wednesday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.